Hello everyone, and welcome back again to FTT Full-Time Trawler, a look at the weekend's pitching in Southern League Premier Division South with, at times, Met Police tinted glasses. Before I start, I apologise for last week and my reference to a relegation playoff position. This was a complete fluff on my part, and I know it's a PPG scenario this year. So, with that out of the way, on a weekend that saw a shake-up of the playoff positions, and only one team in the bottom five picking up any points, let's get cracking with the fixtures played on January 15th, 2022. We start at the top with league leaders Farnborough being held to a goalless draw by Walton Casuals at the XL Sports Hub, the only draw in the division this weekend. With chances at a premium for both sides, the 411 in attendance saw the same outcome as the reverse fixture at Cherrywood Road back in August. This result extends Farnborough's unbeaten run to four games, whilst for Walton, this was the perfect tonic from their midweek 1-0 defeat to fellow playoff chasers Gosport. Casuals dropped to 10th and 5 points off the playoff places, and having played more games than all the teams above them in the league, but faced the bottom three sides in the next four games, so fans will be expectant of a good points haul. As for Farnborough, the points dropped today will give hope to the chasing pack, especially in view that they have tough away matches at Weston-super-Mare and Gosport within their next four fixtures. Farnborough's lead at the top was cut to 6 points, as Met Police recovered from their defeat to the league leaders on Tuesday night and came away from Salisbury with all 3 points after a 3-1 victory at the Raymond McKenhill Stadium. In front of 452 fans, the Blues initially went behind after Antonio Diaz had given the Whites a lead after 17 minutes, following an assist from debutant Lewis Twomley. However, the Met equalised just 2 minutes later through defender Ollie Robinson. In the 69th minute, Liam Ferdinand bagged his 9th league goal of the season to take the lead, and the game was rounded off with a goal in the 88th minute by second half substitute Jasper Mather, his second in the last three games. The Met face off with two of the bottom three on the road in the next three games, sandwiched either side of a visit by high-flying Gosport to Imber Court. As for Salisbury, they've been riddled with injuries and COVID cases throughout the season, which have played a part in the club languishing in 15th place. Without a win in their last five, their run of league fixtures is not kind either, with four of the next five games against teams in the top seven. It could be a very rough ride for Steve Claridge's men over the next month. With the biggest crowd of the day, Weston-super-Mare entertained the 680 fans at the Optima Stadium with a 3-0 victory against Kings Langley. A Nick Makuti goal right on the stroke of half-time gave the Seagulls a lead. Their advantage was doubled just a minute into the second half, when Dale Grubb curled one into the bottom corner. The scoring was completed in the 84th minute, when club captain Kieran Thomas got his first of the season, heading in from a corner to make it 3-0 to the hosts. That win was Weston's third on the bounce, unbeaten in the last four, and moves them into the playoff positions in fifth. Whilst they've only tasted defeat in the league once in the last eight games, they now face a run of only one home game in their next five league fixtures, and that game at the Optima is the visit of league leaders Farnborough. As for the Kings, they now have just one win in their last seven games, and back-to-back defeats ensure they remain 20th on 19 points, which means that, based on the current PPG, that's points per game, they will be relegated come the season's close. Things don't look any easier in the coming weeks either, with their next four fixtures against teams in the top 10, including the current top two, Farnborough and Met Police. Hayes and Yedding bounced back in emphatic style from the midweek home defeat to Weston-super-Mare with a 4-0 win on the road at Swindon Supermarine. Hassan Jallo got things underway in the 6th minute with his 11th league goal of the season. The goalscorer was substituted just minutes later though, after picking up an injury, and he was replaced by Cadel Daniel. It took the sub less than 10 minutes to get his name on the score sheet, with a goal that the Hayes fans are calling a contender for goal of the season. Things got worse for the hosts, when 5 minutes into injury time in the first half, George Dowling was given a straight red card. Hayes extended their lead in the 52nd minute, when Francis Amati got his 14th league goal of the season, and it was 4-0 when Moses Emmanuel also got his 14th of the campaign in the 69th minute. After their electric start to the season, Hayes' form has become slightly more erratic over the last 2 months, and face a tricky trip to Gosport next time out, but they still sit third, have several games in hand on the clubs above them, and remain very much a major threat in the title race. For the Marine, this is the third league defeat on the bounce. However, those were against the top three teams in the division. Currently sitting in 16th on 28 points, the Spitfires will have half an eye on the teams behind them, although they have game in hands on virtually all of them, and aren't in any realistic peril. Taunton Town crashed themselves into the playoff places, following their 3-1 victory over bottom of the table Wimborne Town. Oliver Chamberlain got things rolling in the 13th minute, with Geffin Hill doubling the lead on the half-hour mark. Tobias Holmes added a third for the home side in the 56th minute, before the visitors pulled one back a minute later through Harry Morgan, but it will prove to be purely a consolation strike. The Peacocks are the form team of the division with this result, their fifth win in a row, and currently unbeaten in their last 9 league fixtures, and will be hoping to extend that run with matches against 2 of the bottom 3 in their next 4 games. As for Wimborne Town, they remain rooted to the bottom of the table, and 12 points from guaranteed safety. Whilst they do have games in hand on those around them, their current run of 1 win in the last 18 will be of huge concern to Magpies fans. The fixture list has also been unkind, as they face 2 of the top 3 away from home in the next 3 games. Beaconsfield Town stretched their unbeaten league run to 4 wins in their last 6 games, after overcoming struggling Dorchester Town 2-0. Recent loan signing Ryan de Havilland scored the first goal for his new club in the 34th minute, and Nathan Minas extended the Rams' lead with his 13th league goal of the season. The score could have been even more comprehensive, with the home side also hitting the woodwork twice in the game. Beaconsfield are one of the teams whose league position is not necessarily an accurate reflection of the season so far, having played only one of their opening 12 fixtures at home. Their run-in for the rest of the season only has 5 fixtures on the road, many of which are against teams in and around them in the division, and their next 3 fixtures are all at home to similarly placed sides. We're going to go out on a limb and say that they could be the dark horses for a playoff place come the end of the season, so watch this space. As for Dorchester, they are now 5 games without a win and nervously looking over their shoulder at the teams behind them, but they do have back-to-back home games coming up before a tricky away tie to Hayes. Dorchester's defeat opened the door for Hartley Wintney to leapfrog above them in the table, after they overcame relegation-threatened Merthyr Town 1-0. The two clubs were separated by a single Kofi Halliday goal, opening his account for the season in the 61st minute, in front of the 278 in attendance. Hartley appeared to have turned a corner in recent weeks, with impressive wins over Met Police and Gosport, as well as taking Farnborough to the wire before going down to a single goal defeat. 3 wins in their last 5 closed the gap on Dorchester, and now move up above them into 18th on 25 points, and 6 points clear of potential danger with games in hand. As for the Martyrs, their struggles this season continue, having taken 1 point from their previous 10 games. There's been transfer activity of late to strengthen the squad, but the departure of the prolific Ian Traylor this week will be a huge blow. On a positive note, fans are allowed back into games in Wales, so they will have the full support behind them this weekend when they welcome the Met to Penydarren Park, who they defeated 2-1 at Imber Court earlier this season. Truro City left their trip to the capital with a win and all 3 points after beating Hendon 2-0 in front of the 223 in attendance. After a goalless first half, the game kicked off into life in the 58th minute, when captain Jamie Richards headed home from a free kick to give the visitors the lead. Just 2 minutes later, the home side went down to 10 men, after Christian Smith picked up a second yellow card. In the 86th minute, Tyler Harvey scored his 13th of the season to make it 2-0 late on, but there was still time for more drama when Joe White was given a straight red card to ensure the hosts finished with 9 men on the pitch. Truro are the other team that have a skewed league position in my opinion, currently sitting 11th and 9 points outside the playoff spots, but have at least 3 games in hand on most of the division and tasting defeat just once in the last 10 games. The real test could be in February, when the White Tigers will have a fixture roughly every 3 days on average across the month, but before that, they host Hayes and Yedding in their next fixture on Saturday. As for Hendon, their recent form has seen them drop away from playoff contention in recent weeks, taking 2 points out of a potential 15. But they do have home advantage in 4 of the following 5 games, so will be looking to retain some ground there. On the South Coast, Poole Town made it 3 league wins in succession, as they defeated Gosport Borough 2-1. 476 were there for this game to see the home side take a 2-goal lead into the half-time, thanks to goals from veteran defender Jamie Wiskin in the 10th minute, a flicked near-post header, and a William Spetch penalty in the 39th minute. The visitors reduced their arrears in the second half when keeper Mark Childs put the ball into his own net from a corner in the 68th minute, but the Dolphins held out to take all 3 points. This victory puts Paul into ninth, just a single point behind Gosport in sixth, and 2 points outside the playoff positions. Paul's next two fixtures are on the road, away to Hendon, then Hartley-Wintney, before hosting Swindon Supermarine, and based on their current form, they'll go into these games confident of coming away with points. For Gosport, their early season form seems to have fallen away slightly, although this is their first defeat of 2022, having started the new year with back-to-back victories. The next five games could be an indicator of how the season may pan out for the Borough, as they face the top three, starting with this Wednesday's home game against Hayes and Yedding. We finish off saving all the drama right to the end, just like the match between Yate Town and Harrow Borough, which was decided with a 100th minute winner for the hosts in a 2-1 win at the South West Interior Stadium. Things started well for Yate, taking the lead in the 5th minute from a Luke Hopper penalty, maintaining that lead into the second half. In the 80th minute, the away side made it all square as James Ewington was put through and he took his chance to make it 1-1. Shortly after the goal, there was a lengthy delay following a head injury to Yate defender Liam Angel. And as the 90th minute mark approached, the signal came that there would be 10 minutes of added time. In the last few seconds of the final minute of injury time, Yate won a corner, which was put into the box and met by the head of Yate defender Nick Rhodes, which hit the post, but rebounds back to him on the floor, where he heads it in the second time, into the net and sealing the victory, with the referee blowing the whistle seconds later. That late goal gave Yate their third win in a row and only losing once in their previous 15 games. Yate currently sit in 8th, 2 points outside the playoffs, but with games in hand on all the teams around them. Their next fixture is a trip this Wednesday to face Tiverton Town. As for Harrow, following an encouraging start to the season, they've now won only once since December 1st and are currently sitting in 12th, 9 points off the playoff spots and facing a tough fixture next time out when they travel to Gosport Borough next weekend. There were only two teams not in action this weekend, and they were Chesham United and Tiverton Town, whose game was called off due to a frozen pitch. So, at the close of play, Farnborough remained top with 57 points, with Met Police now just 6 points behind them in second. Third are Hayes and Yedding on 47 points, but with games in hand on the two above them. Taunton sit fourth on 45 points, and Western Supermare are in fifth on 44, just 2 points clear of ninth place Poole Town in an extremely tight race for the playoff positions. At the other end of the table, Wimborne Town remain bottom on 11 points, with Merthyr Town a place above them on 12. There is then a 7-point gap to Kings Langley, who are in 20th place, and currently in a relegation battle due to having the lowest points per game of the third bottom teams at step 3. And that's it. We're done for this weekend's roundup. As ever, please let me know your opinions, thoughts and comments by getting in touch with me on Twitter, @FollowTrawler, so that I can give you more of what you want to hear. Do you want to get involved to represent your club better? Get in touch and let's see what we can do. But for now, take care, stay safe, and catch up with you all soon. Bye for now.